So the topic I'm going to talk about is the called as the MEDS messaging solution. How many of you are familiar with it? Can you raise your hands? All right, so we have a huge population here. So for those who are not familiar with MEDS messaging solution, this is just a one-on-one, pick one-on-one. And today I'm joined by my state colleague, Brad Carlson, to talk about some of the activities that we do in the, within the MEDS messaging solution program. So this is the overview of my presentation, the first few minutes. So the project overview about the NMS is the MEDS messaging solution aims to establish a self-sustaining national network, national support network that builds capacity among public health stakeholders, the regular thing. But what it really means is we are trying to build a capacity among the stakeholders to do electronic messaging. So it's not just providing software and just try to get the states up and running, but rather try to build a self-sustaining capacity so that when the product, the tools are available, the states could start continuing using these tools to support electronic messaging, being it ELR or case notification, or in future be case reporting. So this is our major focus, and that's the goal of this particular project. Oh, and our project has five major areas that we focus on. Of course, software. Many of you are familiar with the MSS software, which is that which stands for Message Subscription Service. It's a tool that builds on top of a commercial tool called as Orion Rhapsody, and CDC has built its code on top of it to support some of the business functionalities, which include message translation, message validation, and message subscription. These are some of the requirements in a typical messaging integration engine. So when you receive messages, you might want to map it to from local codes to standard codes. You want to validate if the message has proper structure, if the message has the proper standards associated to it. And also, you might want to route these messages based on the content. You need to route it to different destinations. And of course, we all are familiar with the different, because the surveillance system, there's no one monolithic application out there. There's different huge number of applications out there. So you might want to send the data to more than one applications at some instances. So CDC provides software tools and applications in this regard, but that doesn't end it. So we have to train these people to use these tools, although some of them are CDC compliant, but there's also a commercial component. So it's a huge steep learning curve in here. So we provide training to folks to on these particular tools on how to deal with HL7 messages, how to map these messages, how to deal with local codes and things like that. We also provide funding to states to acquire these tools and also to come to Atlanta or get trained in this particular solution. So, and we provide templates. Templates are, what I mean as template is you can take it as like a boilerplate materials to some of these national labs or standards that are there, like, you know, HL7 2.5, 2.3Z or 2.3.1, or when HL7 2.5.1 standard gets evolved, we make these materials available so that a state could use these components and start off from there instead of starting off from scratch. And we also created a collaboration environment by which different states could talk to each other, share their knowledge and share their experiences and share their work. There are some specific instances which I'll be talking about as we move through the slides where these collaboration and template sharing has been critical, and we have already seen a lot of success in this domain. So the current state of the product of this particular effort is we have deployed the commercial tool, which is the Orion Rhapsody, in 32 different states and jurisdictions too. Out of which 7 states, as we know, just using Rhapsody tool are in production at some level, meaning, like, you know, they could be using it to send data to CDC or receive data from a lab or use Orion Rhapsody to message data between their surveillance systems. The MSS part, which is actually which comprises both the Orion Rhapsody as well as the CDC build component, has been deployed in around 11 states, which are using it in a day-to-day basis, with using, meaning, like, 2 are in production, 5 states are in staging, and 4 are in testing phases. But we have also a lot of other states where we are deployed, because our total number is around 16 or 17, but those states are, like, you know, in a very preliminary phases, trying to get their feet wet in this. So our current version of MSS version is 2.2. We are in operations and maintenance phase, so we have currently recently delivered this product. And it's available in Oracle and SQL versions. And we have tightly coupled it with the FinWAD system, so basically you don't need to go around for standards. So we have this FinWAD's server, which is associated to the system to provide standard vocabularies and terminologies along with it. Our milestones for this year, 2008, is to provide, to have at least 10 states in production, which means having one or more labs using Rhapsody or MSS to receive or send data, send electronic data. And also to complete the requirements for version 3.0 by the end of this calendar year. So that's the current state of the product. So what we define as success by 2008 would be not just receiving or state receiving ELR or doing case notification to CDC, but rather we're looking at whether the state has built the capacity, so whether the state has the right technical resource made available to use this product, to build on top of this product so that they could sustain this moving forward. A typical example in one of our states is Idaho, where what they have done is the first year they worked on this particular national lab, which took them 1 year to get the whole message flowing from the lab to their surveillance system. But then they brought three other labs within a time frame of 2 months for each lab. So that's a big, people working in ELR would really appreciate that. Getting a lab to flow into your surveillance systems in 2 months is a huge deal. There have been other instances with Oklahoma, Michigan, and New Jersey. Of course, New Jersey in case notification. They have been able to do it in a very short time frame. And the work done in Idaho, who is our first production site, has been shared with many of these states. So they all started off from, not from scratch, rather they used all these artifacts, all these routes from different states. Of course, there are states like Texas, Alabama, and a bunch of other states who also share their work with Idaho. So basically, it's a network and a collaborative effort that has ultimately started to bloom, and the work is being, the concept of open source is being developed, although it's not purely open source, we're building on top of a commercial tool. The shareable concept is working, is an perfect example of a shareable workable products. So the impact that we have today is we have the tools, as I mentioned, the MSS Rhapsody, and we also provide support for FinMS because FinMS is the transport mechanism in many of these states. So we also provide support for that piece wherever the state requires, and we also provide the FinMADS along with it with the latest version that's out there. Our success for the last 1 year is we have trained 115 state and local resources to input in MSS and Rhapsody, and which includes around 28 federal resources too. And a product like MSS also requires a lot of assistance. So basically, we don't just provide them the training or the tools. When the state wants to kickstart their work, we also provide them technical assistance when they reach a particular point, say when they're designing a HL7 message to receive a HL7 message, they have some confusions over how to receive repeated fields or like, you know, how to play with a particular field. They need a lot of technical assistance. So they provide, so we have a means of them requesting technical assistance and we provide them. So till date, among many, all the states that we're working with, we have received around 76 technical requests. We have received 4 change requests to the system itself and we have also completed the change. So that's the version 2.2, we had 2.1 earlier in this year. We provide this license to any state or jurisdiction that would like to use this for integrated surveillance purpose. We provide them at a licensing fee of $2,100, which is the annual service and maintenance fee for the product. There are 2 numbers out there, so if you want to have more clarification about that numbers, meet me after that. That's regarding the number of communication points that is associated with the license. So basically, if you need more communication points, you pay $4,200. So what is a communication point? If you need to go in detail, reach out to me. I can talk to you about it. We also have the collaborative medium. So this is actually the fundamental basis and the fundamental backbone of our work. We have been doing a bi-weekly call, which since 2006, and this has been one of our successful calls. We have average participation around 22, 23 states every bi-weekly. And we have this Sitescape site where we share all our work. So basically all the states that, any work that's done by the states is put in there. Any technical assistance that we provide to the state and we think it will be usable to any other state is made available there. We have a dedicated webinar and phone line which any state would like to use for using Rhapsody or MSS. If they have a question, they could use this phone line and webinar to talk to their peers. So basically this is a phone group or an email distribution list that has been recently created for technical users who are using Rhapsody and Orion to just use this phone line to, they can send out an email to this group list that will send out to all their peers in the other states working on this technical area, and so they'll know what questions they are trying to ask, and then they could sit together and discuss. So this is a dedicated line made available by the NSS team. We have an email distribution for the technical discussions too. Because most of the time, technical nitty-gritties needn't go through all the whole user group, which is around, like, we have a user group of around 150 people in our mailing list. We don't want all 150 to be in there. So as I said earlier, ELRs have been very successful in a few states like Idaho. They have got 4 labs, and I was just talking to one of the state representatives from Idaho, and he was mentioning that by the end of this year, they are hoping to bring 7 labs into their surveillance system. That's a huge number considering the pace that we have been able to get ELR into the surveillance systems. Case notification, we also provide support to case notification. New Jersey has been an example where they worked on the TB case notification message, the FIN guide that has been published in version 1.0 that was published recently. New Jersey has taken this guide, used Rhapsody to generate the message from their TIMS system, and they have sent it to CDC, and they have verified that the structure they are sending it is correct and can be certified. So that's the status of this message. Of this work. Michigan, you'll be hearing from our state partner, Brad Carlson, in a few minutes about the work that's happening in Michigan. And the part that he's gonna concentrate more on is, once you have the product, once you have the tool, training, not everything is gonna work immediately. So there are going to be some challenges, and those are the challenges that he's gonna present to us. So the other current challenges that include lack of appropriate informatics resources to be trained. So we can provide training, we can provide tools, we can provide all the seminars and stuff, but if we don't have the right, that's weird. Okay. Yes, all right. As I said, like, you know, even though we have this training mechanism, we have these webinars, we have these trainings, we have these funding schemes, if the state do not have the correct IT resource available, it's going to be difficult for us to train, because all these products require a steep learning curve. And after you learn this product, it's not immediately go and apply. You need a lot of, like, you know, you have to play with this tool to get moving forward. And also the priorities and the timelines of the participating organizations is also a bigger challenge. So we can train them, but if the labs are having trouble sending the data, or like, you know, lack of MOUs to send the data, these are bigger challenges too. And funding, of course, to get the data. So tomorrow's vision is keep supporting this product, but then, like, you know, the goal or the end state for this is going to be a big challenge, because we don't know when the end is, because we hope to build this capacity. There are challenges, other challenges around, like, people leaving, we train the folks, and then the people, their technical resources lost. So that's a bigger challenge. So it's going to be a continuing effort. So at some point of time, if every state at least has 1 or 2 resources to keep on moving forward, that will be a big success for us. So that one of our training model is train the trainer. So basically, we train people to see if they can go ahead and train others in the states. So it takes some time to do that, but we are moving in that direction. We believe shared efforts is the goal for success, and stakeholder collaboration is critical. As I said earlier, the states like Idaho's work has been shared with all other states. States' work from Michigan, New Jersey have been made available to a lot of other states. So there's a lot of collaboration happening, and which was never happening a year ago. So this is a lot of success right there. And shared infrastructure for public health messaging, we want to move into that direction to see how Rhapsody can be leveraged across different program areas, which include biosurveillance, notifiable disease surveillance, lead, like the environmental health, and all these different areas. So if we want to see, have only one infrastructure that could be a gateway to receive messages, not to support specific gateway for each of those messaging types. An open source direction is something that we are constantly keeping ourselves informed about, so when and appropriate it will be an area to focus on. So having said that, that's my contact address. If you have any questions, you can email me, or you can catch me around after the presentation, and you can get my card, and we can have a discussion about any issues you may have. So at this point, I'd like to invite Brad to continue with the challenges that the estate would have after receiving this training, after receiving these tools, and what is still keeping states from quickly adopting to this new product or this product line.